Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second, the second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second, the third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third, the right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mike Brumley. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Buster Narum. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Buster Narum. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narum fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Narum. Hansen moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Narum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brumley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King is hit by the pitch. McMullen moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McMullen moves to third. King moves to second. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chance is walked intentionally. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ward. McMullen scores. King scores. Chance moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brumley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Narum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narum is 0-for-1 in the game. Narum hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Robinson for the double play. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive off the glove of Brinkman, and into shallow left field. Skowron reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Chance settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Ken Berry. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Bruce Howard. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Martin reaches second base with a double. McCraw goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Senators. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-3 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Don Buford. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin scores. Cater moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Al Weiss pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Ron Klein now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke. Ward reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Tommy McCraw now playing center field. J.C. Martin now catching. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Chance moves to second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Chance moves to third. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brumley strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Ron Klein. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dallas Green now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Martin bunts towards the mound. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. McCraw moves to third. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Green. McCraw scores. Martin moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Nick Wilhite now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhite fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Chance hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chance is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-3 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.